Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
North Carolina, morning, got up about 2:45, 2:50, then jumped in a car by 3:15, got to the airport, flight left about 5:20, I believe it was, from Minneapolis. I don't know why, maybe somebody can help me with this, but I would have loved to have got off the airplane in Charlotte. It's only about a half hour from where I'm at right now, or maybe 45 minutes. But for some stupid reason, the ticket is about $500 more to fly into Charlotte. So then you go from Charlotte, after you fly to Charlotte, you fly all the way up to Raleigh, and they won't let you get off the plane early anyhow. It just doesn't make any sense. But anyhow, you got the other guy here with the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, also on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley will be with you tomorrow the whole day. He's got some hot topics to cover, and right now he's working, folks. Do radio. That's what we're up to. Do radio. So as we travel the country, we always want to bring you live radio and everything that's going on. And speaking of that, this morning we got in touch with a gentleman by the name of Chad Hovind who's going to be joining us next segment. He's wrote a book called Godonomics. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, but it has to do with God's word and economics. And a lot of times people say, well, economics is unholy. That's of the devil. The love of the money is the root of all evil. Not true. You can apply the biblical standards to everything you do in life, and you should. And where you don't, you will lack. And you will not do good. You will not prosper in your way. You must apply that word. What did King David say? I meditate on your word day and night. And then I shall be like a tree planted by rivers of living water. That's what you shall be like as well. That's why you tune into the Sons of Liberty. And you also tune in for another reason, and it's called good news. What is some good news that's happening out there this day? Well, you can go to Freedom Outpost every day, freedomoutpost.com, or you can just go to our Facebook page. By the way, we had over 3,000, I think there's about 3,500 likes over the past couple of days of people just going to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and liking the page because of the content. Very few people are blending Christ, God's word, civic responsibility, and the political arena. And I've got news for you. All of you Christians who think there's a distinction between secular and sacred, every one of the prophets did not just point the finger at the people of Israel or the churches. They spoke directly the political establishment. Why? Because the political establishment was oppressing people. And what did Christ say? I came to earth to what? To relieve the oppressed. Well, what does an oppressed mean? It doesn't mean a guy needs a sandwich because he doesn't have anything to eat. It means if a guy can't be provided work because of the oppression that's going on in society, because the men in justice and the men of the cloth take bribes and they turn their eyes from judgment and justice, then God has to send his prophets on the scene. That's what you have in the United States of America right now. They're rising in every single corner, standing up for true justice, not this garbage that they call social justice. That's been hijacked, and it's been redefined for you through mainstream. Justice comes from God. Righteousness and justice are the habitation of his throne. In righteousness, you judge and make war, the Lord says. What did you make war against? Well, you pick any sinful situation, any sinful tendency. That's who God is at war with. Peace is at war with what? Blessed are the peacemakers, the Bible says. Peace is at war with what? Unrighteousness. Why? Because where crime survives, there is no peace. The book of Psalms says in Psalms 44, we have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us the deeds you did in their days. How many of you can I get an amen? In the days of old, you drove out the nations with your hand, but them you planted. our fathers, speaking of, our founding fathers, look to them. You afflicted the peoples and cast them out, but they did not gain possession of the land by their own sword, nor did their arm save them. But it was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your countenance, because you favored them. You are my king, O God, says David. Command victories for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, nor shall my sword save me, but you have saved us from our enemies. Amen. Hallelujah. And have put to shame those who hated us. In God we boast all day long and praise your name forever. Selah. You want to hear some good news? Get into the Word of God, folks. God answered David. And I speak so lowly of that. And the reason why is because you see the process that David went through, his ground of powder. His life was not found in what he gained for himself. Both his life was found in what he laid down his life for his fellow man in the nation of Israel. And the nation of Israel laying down a pattern for us in the nation of America to experience the blessings that we have in this nation. And God has not forsaken us, nor has he forsaken our fathers or their prayers, of which he established through the good seed in America. Zimmerman assists a family of four. I don't know if any of you saw that, but just recently Zimmerman was exonerated because justice was done, because evidence was weighed and the scales of justice gave the verdict, and it was truth. It overrode the stinking sycophants out there that are so tyrannical and so hooked in with this administration and this DOJ because about nothing but what they see through their black eyes and through their race baiting and how they seek to usurp and supplant justice. But you can't. You cannot. You cannot in a nation of people, because people are created after God's image. You may deceive them for some of the time, but you will never deceive them all the time. Because the arc of justice bends towards truth. It has to, because truth is fixed, and it's a law that God established, not man. Power doesn't dictate what truth is. Money does not dictate what truth is. Military force does not dictate what truth is. Truth is dictated by God and his dictates, and it's unchanging. It's found right in the Word of God. And if you want to be free, you can do what Christ said. Continue in my word, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32, when I first became a Christian, that was a verse they said over and over and over. Because you got to get freed up. You don't just got to get freed up of your marriage problem. You don't just got to get freed up of your substance problem. You don't just got to get freed up of your swearing problem and your anger problem. All of those things God promises, and he will deliver you from those. But folks, we got to get freed up in our nation. We got to get freed up to be fathers. We've got to get freed up to be statesmen. We've got to get freed up to be Christians. We've got to get freed up to be men of God that will stand in the gap for our society right now. Our next guest coming up, speaking to a particular facet of applying God's word to the principles of the economy. Let's talk about the economy. Let's talk about how it is directly affected by godlessness or morality. Joining us next is Mr. Chad Hovind. He brings a reasonable voice to both the convinced and unconvinced about God's wisdom on economics. As it is applied to individuals and to our nation. And hopefully I'll get my voice back. Join us in the second segment, broadcasting live, sonsoflibertyradio.com in Rockingham, North Carolina. Wonderful to be here again. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh. Welcome back to Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I want to go to that website, folks. If you haven't been there, if you're a first-time listener, know that you can hear Sons of Liberty. You can always go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Download the phone app. Say you're out in the truck and you don't have access to a radio. Get it on your phone. There's even a phone number you can dial and listen to on your speaker. Also, TuneIn.com has a phone app for you with the Sons of Liberty right on there. Welcome back again. We're broadcasting live from Rockingham, North Carolina. We're in the Carolinas today. Speaking of Carolinas, I believe it was North Carolina, part of the good news. Sharia law, the Senate just passed a law to act at Sharia law again. Well, silly thing, because we shouldn't even be talking about that, because Sharia law is not the Constitution, and no law trumps the Constitution. The Constitution says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, this is the preamble. Most of our founders didn't write, our founders did not write a long preamble, just because the preamble was always thought to be the Declaration of Independence. That is the why. The Constitution is the how. Why do we have a Constitution? Read the Declaration of Independence. The how is how do we apply the principles that we talked about in the how into being in this government system. But the preamble says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain. That sounds pretty godly to me. Sounds like Christianese. And establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Now, I bring that up to bring this up. When we talk about government, when we talk about economics, many people think that that's a secular part. You know, we go to church, we talk about certain things, and when we're out in civic society, we talk about other things. We don't mix the two together because, oh, my goodness, that's sacrilegious. That's baloney is what it is, folks. And our next guest, Mr. Chad Hovind, who's the pastor for a very rapidly growing church in Cincinnati, Ohio. By the way, that was the only place the IRS ever did any bad things targeting Tea Party groups, just in Cincinnati. Ha, ha, ha. That's been busted in a million different directions. But he's a pastor there nonetheless, and he speaks to this topic of Godonomics. Welcome to the show, Chad. Thanks for coming on the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
You got it. Well, I want to talk about something because this whole idea, this concept of secular and sacred. You can't apply God's word to economics, but it's blasphemy. We need to feel bad about stuff like that. What does God have to do with us making money? Now, I use that as a premise. What do people do with money? We're a nonprofit organization, and we survive off of donations. I meet with a lot of businessmen, businesswomen, that sow into the things that we're doing for the kingdom of God. You do the same. You're a pastor. Explain to me what caused you as a pastor to write a book like this, because I know that there's so many people with different belief systems that have to come together on this one topic and apply a biblical remedy for what we're seeing morally and spiritually in our government system and through our economy.
Well, Godonomics teaches that capitalism is not just a good idea, it's God's idea. And it's based on these timeless principles that apply to all people at all time, whether you're religious or not. These founding principles have brought liberty, productivity, and generosity into society throughout history. And these are ideas like property rights, work ethic, incentive, the rule of law, don't steal other people's property, and don't hire the government to do the stealing for you. And by implication, it's why socialism doesn't work. I mean, Governor Bradford came over, he tried it. And Godonomics taught us that if a group of zealot Puritans can't make communism work, they had to search the scriptures. They came up with the idea of every person working their property, every person having incentive. If you don't work, you don't eat. That came out of the Bible. The idea that to give her her profits, that again came out of the Bible. I always say if a group of zealot Puritans can't make communism work, there ain't no chance of Washington, D.C. making it work.
Great point. You know what? And many people are, and I was, I mean, for a number of years growing up, I had no idea what Bradford tried to apply. Now, Bradford obviously came over, one of the original founders, but one of the pilgrims that came over to America and tried to establish a system with his Christian brothers and his Christian sisters, so-called, quote-unquote. And after that happened, he did what? Explain the situation and explain how it did not work, though it was a biblical form, so he thought, but it just did not prosper.
Well, yeah, he was required to do it because of the charter that paid for his trip, and he had to participate in a communal living or everyone working for the common good. The problem is that many people would say, well, if everybody's going to work today and they're going to provide for my food, then maybe I'll stay home. And after the first year, it was an utter disaster. Everything fell apart. And so Bradford gave a big speech, hey, let's try harder. Let's really work harder. It still didn't work. And that's, again, where he went back to the scriptures. He saw that, you know, 20% of the Ten Commandments are about property rights. Do not steal somebody else's property. Do not even covet somebody else's property. Second Thessalonians, we didn't eat your bread. We came to eat our own bread. And that's when he began to say, I want to give each family a piece of land that they're responsible for working, for stewarding, for being responsible for. And what happened was it was a bumper crop. The first Thanksgiving is a celebration of God's wisdom. And that doesn't mean everyone in that committee was religious or even agreed with the Bible. Mm-hmm. But when you're in line with the principles of how the universe works, everyone is freer because of it.
Come on, preacher. Now, I love it because you're preaching the word right there. That comes to deliver, man. That brings answers. It brings resolve. And just like you said, whether you're a Christian or not, you'll prosper by it. And that's the problem. There's so many people, not so many people, but a lot of people in this country. They think, like Thomas Paine, who attempted to go into this type of thought process. Well, I don't need God to be good. And all the founders who wrote him and reproved him said, hold on a second. You may abandon God, but the only reason that there is goodness in you is because of those godly principles that have been instilled in you since you were a young person. Later, I guess he came to believe and understand that, yes, that was indeed the case. Now, Chad, I want to read something from David Barton, who is a friend of ours. This man is a patriot. This man is a Christian, no doubt. He said this of you: Chad Hovind brings a reasonable voice to both the convinced and unconvinced about God's wisdom on economics as applied to individuals and to nations. His style combines philosophy and humor. You'll learn more about America's history, but also about the Bible's prescriptions to secure the future economic health of our nation. Forgive the plug. The book is Godonomics, and you can get a hold of that. Is that on Amazon as well, Chad?
Yeah, you can get anywhere. Christian bookstores, Amazon, go to Godonomics.com. If you care about liberty, productivity, free enterprise, a biblical case for limited government, and that's why I wrote the book. You know, I really feel like the main message of the Bible is being distorted. You know, I think that those who talk about social justice, I think social justice is a Trojan horse for socialism. And that doesn't mean that everyone who uses the term is inherently a socialist. I sort of think of Princess Bride. I think, you know, it does not mean what you think it means. And you need to think a little deeper. Because Christians, we have an understanding of the rule of law versus the state. Christians believe that individuals last forever and states and governments only last a few hundred years, maybe a few thousand years if you're a Chinese dynasty. So the individual is not only more important than the state, he's incomparably more important than the state. So a Christian worldview says the state's job is to protect individual rights, like the right of life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, property, presumed innocence, the right to a fair trial. These are gifts given to us by our Creator that cannot be outvoted by the majority, and that's why we live in a republic, not a democracy, because it flows out of a creation worldview. And so I thought, I've got to write something about this because I hear so many pastors. I got two chapters in Godonomics about Jim Wallace. What would God say to Jim Wallace? I mentioned Al Sharpton. You know, every time I hear the Reverend Al Sharpton, I think to myself, what is this guy a reverend of? I mean, he's saying mm-hmm. everybody should be equal in everybody's house. I mean, that's more mm-hmm. in line with the Communist Manifesto than the Holy Scriptures. So
that's
those were my concerns.
Right. That's the playbook. That's
so
the
playbook. It will take all the isms, you know, communism, Marxism, socialism. They have one thing in common, and that is they want to abolish private property. I mean, even Karl Marx's mother was quoted by saying that she thought that her son should accumulate more capital instead of lecturing about it. You know, when your mom doesn't think your theory works, it's probably a good indication that it doesn't work.
That is beautiful. Now, this book, Godonomics, has been endorsed by – now, listen to this, folks. It brought a lot of different people from a lot of different belief systems. You've heard these names. I'm not endorsing all these people. I'm saying the fact is that people have come together and said, yes, this makes sense. Why? Because Chad uses the Bible as the source and backbone. Glenn Beck has endorsed this. Apparently you've been on a show or you're going to be on a show. Mike Huckabee, Josh McDowell, David Barton. I mean, these are people from all different walks of life, leaders in this country that are saying, yes, this is it. This is right. I think this book needs to go to Washington and be on the desk of every single person serving we the people so they can understand where they derive their just powers. And what is the purpose of those powers? To protect and defend the rights of the people. Chad, give it one more plug. Where can people go to find your book, Godonomics?
Yeah, anywhere books are stored, but grab a book and get one for your friend. You can get it at www.godonomics.com, or you can go to Amazon or anywhere else. But grab one, and again, it's going to help you with the cause of liberty.
And there's also a video there at godonomics.com that you can watch as well, where Chad shares a little bit. Again, he's touring all over the country on this. God has blessed him. Why? Because he has given God the honor, and he knows the source. So, folks, if you got economic problems, you need to apply the Bible. And what does the Bible do? It straightens out your morality so you're able to prosper in all of your ways. Thank you so much for being with us today, Chad Holden.
All right, thanks so much for having me.
God bless, man. Have a great week. Folks, if we do this, as Benjamin Franklin was quoted as saying, and I'm going to finish this quote when we come back here. He wrote a pamphlet called Information to Those Who Would Remove to America. Now, this is intended to be a guide for Europeans who are thinking of relocating into America. In it, he said, you're going to have to pick us up on the next segment to understand how was Benjamin Franklin pitching America to the rest of the world? What was it like then? What was his standard? What was a person to expect by moving from the United States to America? We'll be right back on DeliberatedRadio.com. Go Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook or Twitter, SOL Media 1. We'll be right back with Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Central, or 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern, and I'm not going to say the rest of the time zone, but then also Saturday, too, we have a two-hour program. You're always welcome to join us then as well. That goes from 2 to 4 Central Time, sonsoflibertyradio.com for more information. Find the station nearest you if you'd like to listen through AM, FM, and also, too, if you have a station in your own hometown that you think should carry the Sons of Liberty, there's no reason why they can't. We offer them our program free of charge. So get in touch with us, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to Facebook, like the page, and stay tuned to all our updates. Also, too, a webcast is coming soon. I know I talked about it last week. Talked about it a little bit on the weekend before that. But we're getting it all figured out here, folks. And the way you can know when we're going to be live through webcast is on our newsletter. Now, you can sign up for our newsletter at sonsoflibertyradio.com. We send them, what, 2 times a week. Usually has products. It has things that we're highlighting for that particular week, DVDs, videos, hats, T-shirts, etc. But also, too, you can follow along with all of our events, videos from the inside of the events that we're doing that we do not make public. We don't broadcast, but you can receive those on our newsletter. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and sign up for that. Now, speaking of Facebook, I just posted the book, Godonomics. Our guest last segment was Mr. Chad Hoven. Sharp guy. Boy, he could apply the Constitution, the biblical worldview. Here's a pastor who is teaching on the relevance of our economy and applying God and Scripture to it. Of course, it only makes sense. He's our creator. He's the one that's going to prosper us as well. Right now, we need to spiritually prosper as a nation. And one of the ways we can do that, I posted this too on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I encourage you to share this. It's a picture of John McCain and Barack Obama. And it says, let's compromise and fire them both, like if you agree. I love it. You know, what do you mean by fire them? Oh, Jake, what do you mean by fire them? Well, if a person doesn't do their job, guess what? They get let go. And this has gone beyond that. The treasonable activities against the Constitution. If the Constitution is the law of the land, which it is, I say if, just to get people to understand, it is the law of the land. There's no ifs about it. And somebody breaks the law of the land, that becomes crime, and it constitutes a penalty. No different from those serving we the people. As a matter of fact, the standard is much higher when and if they do. I talked a little bit about George Zimmerman being exonerated recently. Everybody knows about that. It's a huge burden to me because I did not know that the powers that be, and when I speak of the powers that be, forgive me for even using that term, they're not powers. would say, the unlawful activity that was pressuring the situation that made this a stinking situation in the first place. I wanted to believe that the people found in that jury were beyond the hand of injustice and the Injustice Department and this administration and the race baiters all over the country and those that have infiltrated mainstream media. That God's hand is not shortened, that he cannot save. And you know what? He justified this man. And within, what, a week or so, a week and a half, I can't recall the exact date, it was last week, he saved a family of four out of a vehicle that had gotten in a car accident. He saved them, spoke to the police chief, and went about his business. I mean, can you talk about the divinity of a man being justified? I just thank God for it, folks. Because there is more good news out there. There's more good people. When I say good, I know who makes me good. I mean, when the man came to Christ as a good master, and Christ corrected him immediately, there's none good but God. But go on, proceed with your question. Christ knew to point to him. Folks, I know what that is when I see that. That's none other than the hand of God. When I see prosperity, when I see blessing upon this nation, I know it's the hand of God. For us left to ourselves, as George Whitefield said, we'd be half man, half devil, excuse me, and half beast. A lot of people in the inception of our country, and I started this in the last, just before I went to break, Benjamin Franklin speaking, and he wrote a pamphlet encouraging people to colonize in America, to come settle in America, come from the four corners of the earth and receive the blessing of God. He said, quote, in this pamphlet, as he advertised, the people from other nations to come to America. Hence, bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion under its various denominations, notice that, serious religion. He's not talking about the mosque or these funky, crazy people worshiping a statue with a gigantic belly saying, oh, trying to enter into nirvana through their mind. They can't do it, then they get on peyote or smoke dope and call that religion. Benjamin Franklin talked about religion under its various denominations. What were the denominations of the day? I can tell you the main denominations, Episcopalian, Congregationalist. Many people would know a branch of that would be the Presbyterian. There was Lutheran. There was Baptist. Those were the different denominations. Hey, you know what? Maryland. There was Catholic. These are Christian denominations. That's what Benjamin Franklin talked about. That serious religion under its various denominations is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there. You know, it's been oftentimes said, and I believe it to be a true statement, there's no atheist in a foxhole. When there is no hope on this earth that is tangible for you to grab, you put faith and trust and the only one that can save, and that is Christ, your King. If you don't, you're a fool. Christ is the only one. Benjamin Franklin knew because what it took to establish this country, who established this country? Well, that's just talking about Mr. Bradford when he came over with the charter that he had, and he was forced to apply certain status of the Commonwealth. He went back to the Bible and studied the Word. John Smith did it as well. If you're not going to work, you're not going to eat. And he started to understand how God set up free enterprise, the right to property, and that man, including men in government, have no right to steal, no right to covet your property, no right to take from you that which belongs to you to give to another. So if atheism was unknown there, where do you think the greatness of America came from? Infidelity is rare and secret. Not on the stinking TV every time you turn around. Oh, so-and-so cheated on so-and-so. Oh, so-and-so had an affair. Oh, so-and-so is pregnant from somebody other than their husband. This is not the same nation. So that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either an atheist or an infidel. Yeah, being an atheist and an infidel was considered wrong and shocking the piety and morality of society. Because it is. Whether it's tolerated in this day and age makes no difference. It is. Absolutes that God establishes and the precedents that God establishes are not subjugated to man's opinion, period. I'm reminded this morning when I was looking at Ted Cruz, who's sending out a warning about this major gay marriage warning for pastors and Christians alike. Okay, he's whistleblowing to some extent, the senator, and for that I give him respect. Because so few are even willing to talk about the stinking topic, and it's ridiculous and it makes me sick because it's a frontal attack to your First Amendment. He said in an interview with CBN's David Brody, he warned that the push in favor of same-sex unions could indeed put First Amendment protections at risk. Baloney. But I understand what he's saying, because he can't take a truth and turn it into a lie. We do not risk losing any of our rights, folks. We don't, because they're not given to us from somebody who loses anything. God doesn't all of a sudden wake up because he neither sleeps nor slumbers and says, "Whoops, I forgot where I put the people's rights. Where did I put them again? Michael the Angel, can you find it?" Of course, I'm speaking as an ignorant man, but to get you to understand, God does not forget. God does not forsake his people and cast them off, and I have to believe that every single day of my life because he has not done it to me. There's a reason why there's an anointing on the song Amazing Grace. And I can say it right now, folks. When people sing that song, I don't care where you're at. You could be in a bar. You could be in the midst of revelry, and it doesn't matter because when a man sings the song, they know the anointing of God. That I once was lost, but now I'm found out. I was blind, but now I see blind because of God's amazing grace. You apply that to society, I don't care how decadent it is, when you apply that blood of Christ, he washes it clean, he restores it. And you will take responsibility because God does love. Folks, he will be restored. He does not forget his benefits to his people. He's not forsaken his people ever. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, the sin of the righteous, it shall be well with them. And that has nothing to do with your physical well-being. It has to do with your spiritual well-being that God will not forsake. I'm preaching this right now, folks, but I'm praying it. And I'm holding on to the Lord with the words that I'm speaking to you right now because I have to every single day. In Christ, I put my confidence in him will I trust. I will not trust in my bow. Neither shall my sword save me, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. It's him that saved us and subdueth our enemies from round about us. And as Ted Cruz is whistleblowing and he's getting beat on, he's getting hated on, those that are standing in righteousness in their scope where God has placed them as civil servants, as I don't care who they are, when the hammers come and the storm comes, we have to put our feet upon the promises of God. Because therein we will stand. Yes, he identifies and shows that historically speaking to the governments that have embraced this sick, abominable practice of homosexuality, the next attack is upon the church. If you want to stay silent, you can stay silent and be attacked. I would rather be attacked for speaking up, folks, and that's why you listen to the Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back at sonsoflibertyradio.com for our final segment, again, broadcasting in Rockingham, North Carolina. We'll be back after this.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty, and we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Sons of Liberty Radio for today, anyhow. Well, you can check us out again. Sons of Liberty time, same Sons of Liberty channel. Forget Batman. We need a renaissance of the Constitution and the biblical values that have established us so we should watch great programming with Adam West and Batman and Robin being facetious. This morning we came in off the airport, at the airport. They're locking out to get the rental car and going to the shuttle and giving gossip tracks to everybody we came in touch with. And I turned as I was walking, and there's a gentleman sitting on a bench. And, you know, after the last segment, I just kind of broke a little bit in here. I'm in a studio area in Rockingham, North Carolina right now. It's just me in here with my laptop and you good folks listening. And I just kind of broke because, folks, do not give up hope. You are not losing this battle. You're not losing it. Never did God say, hey, go fight, you're going to lose. And for anything that would seem to be a defeat, it's always redemptive. So God restores. And so as I look over to my right as I'm walking, I see a man sitting on a bench reading the Constitution. Now, how many times do you see that, folks? How many times do you see somebody that's got a Constitution in their hands and they're reading it at their leisure? It happens a lot. A lot of people are doing it. Don't lose hope, folks. Do not lose hope. That's the ultimate death, isn't it? That's the ultimate loss. It's the loss of hope. You know, in Rockingham here, just recently, there's been talk of a football coach who had a chaplain coming out of games. The football is really big over here on the East Coast. And they have a chaplain that comes out and he prays with the players. The player gets injured. He goes in the field and prays with them, and helps them out, and kind of encourages the players. They pray before the game. He wears the shirt, the T-shirt, and the hat. We got these stinking criminal organizations like the ACLU. Why do I say it's criminal? Because they twist and pervert that which is right. And twist and pervert God's word. That's what they tend to do. Folks, it's crime. You've got to get the right. You can't allow the right terminology to be hijacked from you. People won't understand the seriousness of it. What do they perpetuate if they tear down the law? Crime. Thomas Paine said the cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind. What is that cause, folks? Where, some said, is the king of America? Where is he at?
King George Washington? No, he didn't want that title, not even close. They're just president. President will do fine. Thomas Paine, stop telling you, friend, he reigns above. Thomas Paine also quoted saying, yet that we may not appear to be defective even in earthly honors, let a day be solemnly set apart for proclaiming the charter. Let it be placed on the divine law, the word of God. Let a crown be placed thereon. Oh! Preach it! This man was one of the least religious founders. Listen to what he's saying! People are taking issue with this particular chaplain who is on the ball field with the boys. Prays for him as they get knocked out. They're having a bad game or something's going on. He's just there to support these kids. He's doing his job. And many people rag on Tim Tebow. Oh, he's a cream pop. He's a, you know what? He's taking his platform and he stood with the light that he's got. But I'd like to see him just rip a new one into certain areas, agendas across this country. Of course I would. I'm not him and I'm not God. And I would. But he's taking his platform, he shed his light, and so does this guy. And I'll tell you what, folks, it doesn't take much standing to get persecuted. And this chaplain is now under scrutiny by the ACLU. The ACL who is what people should say. Who? So is the school district just going to take it and roll over? I'll tell you who won't. You empower those kids on that football team just like the little 14-year-old cheerleaders who the Freedom From Brains organization tried to come down and say, oh, you can't have Bible verses on your banners when you're cheering at the football game. And the little girls had to teach a lesson to every sycophantic, cowardice pastor across the country and say, oh, yes, we can, and we will not cease and desist. We don't even care what a judge says. But guess what? The judge saw what was right in truth, and guess what? God will vindicate those situations, and those 14-year-old girls taught America a lesson. Don't back down from people. So we may just have a discussion with them. Well, that's what God put us on the earth to do, is to bring salt and light. You remember what King David said? We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the deeds that you did in their days. I just read from Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Paine. The cause of America is in great measure the cause of all mankind. Where's America's king? I'll tell you, friend, he reigns above. And we're the fruit of it. The fruit of it to hear even my voice right now on this radio program is the fruit of it for you to hear daily. And I encourage you, folks, use it. Push it. I'm going to take a second to talk about the Facebook page because I believe it's so relevant. Over 3,500 likes over the past day or two. And it was over the weekend. I lose track of time. Forgive me. But the last column that Bradley put out was called, Who Supports This Administration? Who supports it? ? I've gotten interview requests. Now, I think the fifth one, just on this very column. Why? Because people are saying, exactly, who is it? Well, burst the bubble, show them it's nobody. Do what Fleck did on Bugs Life. Yeah, you might be able to learn a thing or two. Watch Bugs Life. Let your kids watch it. It's pretty clean. You watch that movie and you realize the ants are being oppressed by the grasshoppers. Forgive me. Christ spoke in parables, and I don't claim to be near how Christ spoke or taught. But I learned something out of this, so I would think that the common man out there listening right now could. The grasshoppers were big and bad. And these poor ants had a mentality that they couldn't overcome any obstacle. All they could do is just shovel dirt and push dirt with their nose. And they were slaves to this handful of grasshoppers. The grasshopper could come bully each individual ant. But collectively speaking, at the end, the ants all of a sudden got the clue. Hold on a second. We outnumber you. We outwork you. And why in the world are we surrendering to you what rightfully belongs to us? Sounds like 56 men that signed the Declaration of Independence. But up until that point, were divided in the cause because they couldn't unite on certain principles until their enemy made it plain that they all were his enemy. That united them. Folks, let it unite you. Who supports this administration?
So find the text thread on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. The quote goes like this. Obama's support only comes from those who are at war with the Constitutional Republic. That's you. And those who are at war with God. That's your God-given liberties. To establish our Constitutional Republic, there's only two people that are on this clown's side. Those who are at war with the Constitutional Republic. Oh, my friend is a good person, and he supports Obama. If he's good and reasonable, then talk to him. There's no reason he's still supporting him if you're his friend. Well, my friend just doesn't believe in the Bible, but he's a really good person. Well, then you better talk to him. D.L. Moody said to a woman who said, my husband has a good heart. Will you talk to him? And he said, that's the worst part about him. I get caught sometimes in that dialogue. Thinking, well, I think they have a good heart. No. The heart is wicked. Desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17. That's why we have a separation of powers and government, because we know those who are in government have that same heart. Folks, it's been a privilege and an honor being with you today on Sons of Liberty Radio. I encourage you to find more info at sonsoflibertyradio.com. And I want to bring you there for a moment to talk about the Constitution course we have coming up in August. Now, that is coming very shortly. Matter of fact, I'm shocked myself when I'm sitting here because I'm responsible to bring you a 6-week, a 12-week course on the Constitution. And it's coming up on us quick. It's a 12-week course. You can learn the Constitution. You can learn the original intent of which it was drafted, how it came to us. You can learn the Christian heritage that gave us the seedbed for them to plant the seeds to come out with the Constitution. You will learn so much that will shock and awe those that are enemies of your country. Maybe next thing we know, after the 12-week course, you'll have your own radio program. You'll be teaching the Constitution. This is how simple it is. A layperson can take it. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on it. Get the information. Sign up. I'll become a son or daughter of liberty and support this cause for liberty, folks. You're not alone. We're not alone. Let's join hands and encourage each other in the Spirit of God. Because, as King David said, your work we have heard with our ears. Our fathers have told us the deeds you did in their days, in the days of old. You can do the same thing in ours. And we will praise his name forever. As he puts to shame those that hate us, in God we will boast all the day long. Psalm 44. Be encouraged, folks, and righteous. If you're lazy, don't be encouraged. Get unlazy and get into the Word of God. And get that spirit to change your country, folks. God bless you. Come to LibertyRadio.com. Bradley Dean will be with you all day tomorrow.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.